Introduction to the Mahadasha System and Tribhagi Division in Vedic Astrology. The Mahadasha System in Vedic Astrology is a method used to understand the significant periods of influence of each planet in an individual's life. It is based on the Vimshottari Dasha System, which is one of the most widely used methods in predictive astrology. Here are the basic principles and structure. Mahadasha, major period. The Mahadasha is the primary period of influence of a planet in a person's life. Each planet has a specific duration, during which it significantly influences the native's experiences, opportunities, challenges, and overall life direction. 2. Antardasha sub-period. Within each Mahadasha, there are sub-periods known as Antardasha. Each Antardasha is ruled by the same planet as the Mahadasha, but combined with the influence of other planets in a cyclic order. The duration of Antardasha is proportional to the duration of the Mahadasha. 3. Pratyantardasha, sub-sub-period. Each Antardasha is further divided into smaller sub-periods called Pratyantardasha. These represent even more precise periods where the influence of different planets manifests in conjunction with the Antardasha planet. 4. Periods of each planet in Vimshottari Dasha, in years. 1. Ketu, 7 years. Brings spiritual growth, sudden changes, detachment, health issues. 2. Venus, 20 years. Focus on relationships, luxury, comfort, creativity, financial gains. 3. Sun, 6 years. Focus on authority, self-esteem, career growth, leadership qualities. 4. Moon, 10 years. Emotional experiences, family matters, mental peace, public recognition. 5. Mars, 7 years. Energy, courage, conflicts, initiatives, physical activity, accidents. 6. Rahu, 18 years, illusion, materialism, unconventional paths, obsessions, sudden gains or losses. 7. Jupiter, 16 years, knowledge, wisdom, growth, education, wealth, religious activities. 8. Saturn, 19 years, hard work, delays, discipline, restrictions, long-term gains, karmic lessons. 9. Mercury, 17 years, communication, intellect, business, travel, learning, adaptability. Ketu, spiritual pursuits, detachment, confusion, losses related to ego or status. Venus, love, relationships, marriage, artistic success, pleasures, indulgence. Sun, success in career, rise in status, health issues related to heart or eyes. Emotional development, nurturing relationships, changes in home and family. Mars, energy for projects, aggression, potential for conflicts, real estate gains. Rahu, sudden success or downfall, foreign connections, unusual circumstances. Jupiter, education, prosperity, marriage, children, spiritual growth. Saturn, patience, perseverance, challenges, slow progress, maturity. Mercury, intellectual pursuits, communication skills, trade, wit, versatility. Nas 6, calculation and activation. The Mahadasha sequence begins at the time of birth and is determined by the position of the moon in a specific nakshatra. The nakshatra lord determines which planet's Mahadasha will be active at birth, and the sequence of the Mahadashas follows a set pattern. This system is used to analyze the timing of various events in a person's life and to understand the planetary influences during specific periods. Each Mahadasha, Antardasha and Pratyardasha period brings a blend of planetary influences, reflecting their combined effects on the individual's life. Half-Tribhagi or the Three-Division System in Vedic Astrology. The Tribhagi or the Three-Division System is a nuanced approach to understanding the specific energies and experiences one might go through during a particular Mahadasha, Antardasha or Pratyardasha. This system divides the duration of a dasha into three equal parts and correlates each part to the qualities of the three nakshatras governed by the same planet. Principles of the Tribhagi system. 1. Division into three parts. Each dasha period is divided into three equal parts, corresponding to the three nakshatras ruled by the same planet. For example, if the Mahadasha is of Ketu, it is divided into three parts corresponding to Ketu's nakshatras, Ashwini, Magga, and Mula. 2. Influence of nakshatra energies. The first part of the dasha will reflect the qualities and energies of the first nakshatra under that planet's lordship. The second part will reflect the qualities of the second nakshatra. The third part will reflect the qualities of the third nakshatra. 3. Moon's placement and energies. The energy experienced during the dasha can also depend on the specific nakshatra where the moon is placed at the time of birth. The energies of the dasha get refined based on this initial nakshatra placement, emphasizing the characteristics of that nakshatra in each part of the dasha. Example, Ketu Mahadasha in the Tribhagi system. If a person is born in a Ketu nakshatra like Magga nakshatra during Ketu Mahadasha, 1. First part Ashwini-like energies. This phase is influenced by Ashwini nakshatra characteristics. Energies, quick active, dynamic changes, new beginnings, healing energies, and impulsive actions. There might be a strong desire to initiate new ventures or a sudden change in direction. Second part, Magga-like energies. This phase is influenced by Magga nakshatra characteristics. Energies, focus on power, authority, legacy, and connection to ancestral or traditional values. There may be a need to establish oneself in a position of power or to connect with one's roots and heritage. 3. Third part, Mula-like energies. This phase is influenced by Mula nakshatra characteristics. Energies, deep transformation, uprooting old foundations, intense research, and seeking the truth. There may be a phase of significant internal or external upheaval, leading to a deeper understanding or realization. Application to each planet's Mahadasha. 1. Ketu, Ashwini. First part, Ashwini, initiation, healing, new beginnings. Second part, Magga, authority, leadership, ancestral ties. Third part, Mula, transformation, destruction, search for truth. 2. Venus, Bharani Purvalguni Purvashada. First, Parani, creativity, endurance, dealing with constraints. Second part, Purva Falguni, pleasure, relationships, luxury. Third part, Purvashada, victory, rejuvenation, growth. 3. Sun, Kritika Uttara Falguni Uttarashada. Kritika, purification, discipline, sharpness. Uttara Falguni, responsibility, leadership, service. Third Parashada, final success, determination, clarity. Moon, Rohini, first part, Rohini, growth, beauty, nurturing. Second part, Hasta, skillfulness, creativity, manipulation. Third part, Shravana, learning, listening, wisdom. 5. Mars, Mrigashira, Janishta. Mrigashira, curiosity, exploration, restlessness. Second part, Chitra, creativity, architecture, brilliance. Danishta, wealth, fame, rhythm. 6. Rahu, Ardra, Shatabisha. First part, Ardra, turbulence, research, detachment. Second part, Swati, independence, flexibility, balance. Third part, Shatabisha, healing, secrecy, reclusiveness. 7. Jupiter, Punavasa Vishakha Purva Bhadrapa. Punavasa, rebirth, homecoming, renewal. Vishakha, duality, goal orientation, growth. Purva Bhadrapada, mysticism, transformation, severance. 8. Saturn, Pushya, Anuradha. Uttara, first part, Pushya, nourishment, discipline, protection. Second part, Anuradha, devotion, friendships, perseverance. Third part, Uttarabhadra, endurance, spiritual depth, stability. 9. Mercury, Ashleshyeshtha, Ravati. Vashlesha, mysticism, control, secrecy. Second part, the authority, protection, power. Third part, Ravati, compassion, guidance, detachment, using the Tribhagi system. This system helps refine the interpretation of each dasha period, providing more detailed insights into the types of experiences and lessons an individual might go through. By understanding the Tribhagi division, one can predict changes in life more accurately during different parts of a dasha and prepare accordingly. This system, combined with the primary dasha and bhukti analysis, gives a comprehensive picture of how planetary energies unfold over time. Soul Growth, Sun Mahadasha, 6 years. Welcome to the Consciousness YouTube channel. In this video, we explore the Mahadasha system of time cycles in Vedic astrology and how each dasha and antadasha fuels and propels a person to move, achieve, embody, and accomplish goals, purpose, and life lessons embedded in each nakshatra. We'll see how the Mahadasha system brings these experiences to the soul for learning and growth. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave your comments for the video. The Sun Mahadasha, spanning 6 years, is a period where themes of authority, leadership, self-expression, and individuality take center stage. This Mahadasha can be broken down into 3 segments, each corresponding to one of the Sun's nakshatras, Kritika, Uttara Falguni, and Uttara Ashada. Below, we consolidate Sun's characteristics with the traits of each nakshatra to provide practical insights into how these energies may manifest in real-life scenarios. 1. First segment, Kritika Nakshatra, approx 2 years. Practical impact, transformation and perfectionism. This period is characterized by the drive to transform oneself and one's surroundings. The native may feel compelled to rid their life of negativity, sharpen their skills, and pursue goals with precision and determination. Leadership and independence. There is a strong focus on leadership, independence, and self-reliance. The native may take on roles that require them to be assertive, manage others, or lead projects. Critical and sharp communication. The native may display a direct and sometimes sharp manner of communication. There is a tendency to be critical or perfectionist, which can be both a strength and a source of conflict. Sun's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may achieve significant personal transformation and professional success through focused effort and determination. There is a strong ability to inspire and lead others, especially in challenging situations. Negative influence. The native may become overly critical, rigid, or harsh in their dealings with others. There is a risk of alienating others due to high standards or an uncompromising attitude. Real-life application. Set clear goals and use your drive for perfection to achieve them, but remain open to feedback and avoid being overly critical. Take up leadership roles where your skills and independence can shine, but be mindful of how you communicate with others. Channel the transformative energy into personal growth, shedding negative habits and embracing constructive change. 2. Second segment, Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, proxa 2 years. Practical impact, success through partnerships. This phase emphasizes the importance of partnerships, relationships, and collaborations. The native may find success through teamwork, marriage, or business partnerships. Commitment and negotiation. There is a strong focus on commitment, ethics, and maintaining long-term relationships. The native may engage in negotiations, deals, or contracts that require a balanced and fair approach. Endurance and righteousness. This period calls for dedication, patience, and adherence to ethical principles. Success may come later in life, but is often lasting and well-earned through hard work and integrity. Sun's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native can build lasting partnerships and achieve success through cooperation and ethical conduct. There is an opportunity to make a positive impact on others through leadership and generosity. Negative influence. There is a risk of becoming overly reliant on others or facing conflicts in relationships if expectations are not met. Issues related to ego, control, or lack of compromise can disrupt harmony. Real-life application. Focus on building strong, ethical partnerships and collaborations that align with your values. Engage in negotiations and contracts with a fair and balanced approach, ensuring mutual benefit and long-term success. Practice patience and perseverance, understanding that success may come gradually through consistent effort. Tab 3, third segment, Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, approx 2 years. Practical impact, responsibility and collective causes. This period emphasizes working for collective good and societal causes. The native may take on roles that require them to lead or support large groups, communities, or institutions. Victory and establishment. There is a focus on achieving victory through perseverance and establishing something lasting, such as a business, institution, or social initiative. The native may work to uphold traditions or create new structures that benefit society. Late success and wisdom. Success may come later in life and is often accompanied by wisdom and a sense of responsibility. The native may find that their efforts contribute to a greater good beyond personal ambitions. Pass Sun's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may achieve significant recognition and respect for their contributions to society. There is potential for pioneering new initiatives or institutions that have a long-lasting impact. Negative influence. The native may struggle with workaholism, rigidity, or feeling burdened by responsibilities. There is a risk of burnout or becoming too focused on achieving at the expense of personal well-being. Real-life application. Engage in projects that serve the collective good, using your leadership skills to inspire and support others. Balance your ambitions with self-care, ensuring that your drive for success does not lead to burnout. Use your experience and wisdom to mentor others and contribute to causes that align with your values. Sun characteristics, positive and negative aspects to be aware of. During Sun Mahadasha, one must be mindful of both the positive and negative aspects of Sun's influence. Positive aspects, leadership and authority. The Sun promotes strong leadership qualities, the ability to take charge, and the drive to achieve one's goals. There is a natural charisma and confidence that can inspire others and lead to success in positions of authority. Creativity and generosity. The native may express creativity and generosity, contributing positively to the community or workplace. There is a sense of grandeur and a desire to create something meaningful and lasting. Self-expression and individuality. The Sun enhances the native's ability to express their individuality and stand out. This can be a period of self-discovery and personal growth, where the native defines their identity and purpose. Negative aspects. Egotism and arrogance. The Sun's energy can lead to inflated ego, arrogance, or a self-centered approach. There may be a tendency to dominate or disregard others' opinions, leading to conflicts or isolation. Rigidness and despotism. There is a risk of becoming too rigid or authoritarian, particularly in leadership roles. The native may struggle with being overly controlling or failing to adapt to changing circumstances. Pompousness and ostentation. The desire for recognition and admiration can lead to ostentatious behavior or excessive focus on status and image. The native may become more concerned with appearances than with genuine accomplishments. Being aware of these characteristics can help individuals navigate the Sun Mahadasha more effectively, making the most of its empowering and illuminating influence while mitigating its more challenging aspects.